Yesterday, you had the Home Run Derby, and when you think about Home Run Derby, you think about one man, even though he didn't participate last night, and that is Pete Alonso. And I was thinking about him, even though I didn't watch the Home Run Derby, I was thinking about him yesterday because it's just, that's his thing. I mean, he loves it more than anything else, and I was just shocked he didn't participate this year. And then I hear the Garrett Wilson signing, which is unprecedented. It's just an unprecedented thing. It hasn't happened before. And there's no reason to do it. There's no reason to do it. We kept saying that, and nobody's ever done it. I mean, and every other GM's like, wow, they didn't have to do that. There's no reason to do it. So it brings me back to something I was thinking about early on this season. Conventional wisdom from a general manager is that we've got a guy who's in his 30s. It's Pete Alonso. His contract's up at the end of the year. We don't know what's going to happen. He could get hurt sometime in July, August, September. He could fall off the face of the earth and just go into a complete hole in July, August, and September. And there's no reason to give him a contract. There's just no reason to extend him because you know he's going to opt out at the end of the year. He's having an unbelievable year. He's been their most consistent offensive player the entire year. So the whole culture thing that the Jets are trying to do and this and that and goodwill and whatever, I mean, why is it so crazy to think that giving Pete Alonso a contract right now in July, before the trade deadline, why it's so crazy to think that that's not a possibility? And everybody will say, well, if you're Pete Alonso, you say no because you want to hit the market. All right, that's conventional wisdom. If you're David Stern, just say no because you don't know what's going to happen. But Pete Alonso wants to be a Met. Pete Alonso is someone that I think, if given the choice, would never take that uniform off. He's now going every day. He's climbing up the Mets record books with offensive numbers. It would just be one of those things that maybe it's not the smartest business deal like the Jets. We don't know if that was the smartest business deal, but it means more than just that.
Are you going to pay him more money than you're paying him this year?
Yes.
So this year he's averaging what, about 30?
I would probably do the same thing for.
So he's averaging about 30.
Yeah, I would do the same thing for 5 years.
Yeah, again, you know, different sport, different ages, different analytics to look at. You know, Pete's year was not great last year, and somehow they came to an agreement to keep Pete in the uniform this year. He got off to a reasonably good start, you know, but he's not leading the Mets in home runs, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, that's Juan Soto.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if Pete had, you know, maybe 30, 35 home runs, I'd agree with you. I think he's on pace for having what would be a normal year for him, 45, 110.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's leading them in average. He's leading them in RBIs,
his average total hits. His average has been going down.
Yeah, okay. Because it was very, very good.
But significantly.
So you think he's on the decline? Because if that's the case,
I would like to keep him here, but I think his own expectations would have to be, I think, a little bit tapped down. Because I'm not going to give him $35 million a year for the next 4 years.
So what would you give him? What would be the offer that you would give him?
I mean, you know,
because you also don't want to insult him and then this be this thing again in the offseason between Steve Cohen and Scott Boras and Pete and all this nonsense.
Right. All right. So my thing would be I'm not giving him an extension right now. I want to see the rest of the year. I want to see clutch spots. I want to see him come up with. Look, I'm a Pete Alonso fan. You know that. I wanted him here, and I wanted them to extend him. I'm glad that they did it the way that they did it because there really is an incentive for him to play well under the current contract status, which I think is smart by the Mets. I'm not ready to give him an extension yet. I want to see what the end of the year looks like. I want to see how many games he plays. I want to see. Look, he was a mess in the field there for a while. Couldn't throw the ball to first base.
Well, yes, I know. I mean, it was ugly.
I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah, I just.
You know, Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson are better first basemen than he is.
Yeah, of course. That's fair. But what he means to this organization and him leaving at the end of this year.
I mean, like, he may not leave. He may just opt in.
He's not opting in. There's no way in hell he's opting in.
It all depends on the way that it ends. I mean, if he ends up at 45, 120, he will opt out. Yes.
Of course.
And if they make it back to the, you know, at least the National League Championship Series, which, you know, with how many guys they have on the injured list right now is ridiculous. and they start getting guys back here, this could be, you know, another September to remember, which is what you're hoping for, but you're hoping for him to be right in the middle of it.
It's just.
By the way, with Juan Soto in front of him, he should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, of course. I mean, that was one of the main things we had talked about prior to the season. It's just so different and so interesting, and we're going to have like David Wright's celebration going on, right? And David Wright remained a Met his entire career, and you know, homegrown Met, and you know, leading a lot of offensive categories. All this stuff. His number's going to get retired, and here you have a guy who's currently on the team, who is now surpassing these numbers that David Wright had, a guy whose number's going to be retired, remained a Met his entire career, and we don't even know if he's going to be here next year. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
The best-case scenario for Pete Alonso is go off here with the games remaining after the All-Star break, lead the team to the World Series, and then sit down and say, I want an extension because I just hit 45 home runs and knocked in 125 runs. And that would be the best case scenario for him. But if he hits 38 home runs and knocks in 105 runs, you know, good season, not great season, then he has the ability to stay here on his own.
Yeah, he could opt in. I still think we forget, I guess, because of the start that he got on and the home run against Devin Williams. I mean, he was miserable last year.
That's right.
I mean, absolutely.
The fact that he's here and they're paying him more money than any other first baseman, at least in this year,
yeah,
is nothing short of a miracle given what he did last year. And I think part of that is Steve Cohen recognizing that the fan base wanted Pete here.
Yeah.
I really do. I do think that there is a part of that. Like, the Garrett Wilson thing is completely different. He's 24 years old. He's ascended every year. He's played with 8 different quarterbacks. He's going to be one of your cornerstone players, and you're going to want to pay him, and you're going to want to keep him happy, and you want to keep him motivated, and you want him to become a leader of your team.
Yeah, right.
Then you have a new coaching staff.
Right, but all of that is true. But the similarities to me are that It's a move that signifies more than just a contract to a player, and it's something that's not normally done. So those are the two similarities for me, where the Mets and the Jets could be a similar thing. Like, it's this is hey, you're going to be a leader. We're building around you, and it's also an unprecedented thing. Like, where the Mets could be like, you know what, this is maybe, you know, people don't do a lot of this contract extensions in the middle of the season, but it means more than just the paper that we're signing it on.
Well, and one team has already spent over $300 million on their franchise, on their players, and that is the Mets. And the Jets, you know, they have a salary cap that they have to work in. And if you can get a guy to sign a contract that you think you can end up saving maybe $10 million down the line with, and then be able to sign a top-end quarterback for big money, that's smart business from the Jets' standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we talked about, you know, when Chris Kreider got traded away, and we talked about, you know, who's the comp for Chris Kreider, where it's, you know, someone who had spent his entire career there, and great player, and, you know, but he just didn't win a cup. You know, fan base sort of split on whether or not his number should be retired, stuff like that. I mean, there's... And it's tough to find a comp. I think we came up with David Wright was one of the closest ones. But, like, to think, like, there is no comp to what is happening here with Pete Alonso. There's at this stage of his career, maybe when guys were, like, 37, 38. But at this stage of his career, in his early 30s, being one of the most productive players in the history of the organization and still could leave next year?